The U.S. softball team closed out a perfect run through the Athens Olympics yesterday. The Americans run defeated, and they beat Australia 5-1 to win their third consecutive Olympic softball title. From Athens, NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
It's hard to love Goliath. Most of us cheer the Davids of the sporting world, the plucky underdogs who somehow win and nourish our hope that the improbable really can happen. How can you love a team that comes into the Olympics riding a 70-game winning streak, then wins 9 more without a loss in the tournament, and outscores its Olympic opponents by a total of 51-1? The fact that the U.S. softball team can do that and still be immensely appealing, that may be its greatest feat. Moments after shortstop Natasha Watley scooped up a ground ball, threw to first, and ended the gold medal game against Australia, the U.S. players rushed toward winning pitcher Lisa Fernandez. They piled on top of each other like a bunch of giddy little leaguers. Goliath was acting like David, and afterwards, U.S. catcher Stacey Neuveman said it was genuine.
I don't think we ever thought it was our tournament. I mean, this game is funny like that. You know, it'll jump up and bite you the second that you think that you're all it. And that was another thing that was so impressive, is that we took each 7 innings like it was our last.
Head coach Mike Candrea made sure the team stayed sharp, even as it steamrolled through the competition. A week ago, the women still were working on fundamentals, practicing every possible scenario 1,000 times, he says. And when it all worked, even pitcher Lisa Fernandez, a 3-time gold medal winner, the Babe Ruth of women's softball, sounded amazed.
We've had talented teams in the past, but to actually have 1 through 15 on this team get it done and get on fire at the same time is something that I don't know has ever been done in any sport. I don't even know what our team batting average was, but I venture to say it was probably higher than 300. And then defensively, 2 errors maybe in 9 games.
A final batting average of 343 over 300 is really good, and 5 errors actually, but still enough for Coach Candrea to let some bravado finally slip out.
I'm a big Yankee fan, and they're pretty damn good. But I would put this team up against anyone right now in the game.
But before they take on the big leagues, the women will try to beat a wilier opponent, the International Olympic Committee. The IOC has been talking about removing softball from the Olympics for a couple of reasons. The game is dominated by just a few teams, actually one team. The game isn't played worldwide, and the cost of building an Olympic softball venue may be too much when you consider it may not be used after the games. Softball will be in the 2008 Olympics, but its status beyond that is uncertain. The International Softball Federation is trying to spread the popularity of the game. One U.S. softball official said if only there were enough money to send the American women on a barnstorming tour of the globe. After all, who wouldn't fall in love with a game played by athletes who've won everything in sight and done it so appealingly well? Tom Goldman, NPR News, Athens.
An Athens diary by NPR reporters and producers is at npr.org.